question was asked in Hilchot Nida. If a lady is Nida, is it permissible for the husband to sit on her bed? For example, he wants to put on his shoes in the morning, so he wants to sit on the edge of the bed and he wants to put on his shoes. Is that permissible? And does it make a difference if his wife is sleeping in the bed or not? La halacha, Maran writes that it is forbidden to not only lie down on his wife's bed during Nida, but it's forbidden even to sit on the bed of his wife when she's Nida. That applies not only when she's in the room, but even if she's not in the room, it would be Asur. Now, it would be permissible to sit in, let's say, a chair that is designated for, let's say, a makeup chair or something like that. That would be permissible. Hachamim only made a gezerah on the bed because it could lead to Isur. However, it would be permissible the other way around, which means a lady would be permissible to sit on a husband's bed or even to lie down on a husband's bed. Now, according to the halakha, if, let's say, the lady is out of town, she went somewhere, let's say, on a trip or whatever it was, then it would be permissible for the husband to sit on his wife's bed or even lie down, according to some of the poskim. Last but not least, once we're on this subject, it should be pointed out that pillows and comforters and things like that that are not designated to either spouse. You just have, you know, five or six pillows that, you know, whichever bed it's on, you use them, and you're not careful to designate this is my pillow, this is, you know, a special comforter or a sheet, etc. So it would be permissible to mix and match them, which means the husband could use the pillow that's on the wife's bed, and the opposite is also true. However, if, let's say, the husband has, or let's say the wife has a designated pillow or a designated comforter, etc., then that also would be asur for the husband to use it during Nidah.